back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Everybody, and welcome to Charlie's Geek Cast presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is Professor Thorpe's Bathysphere Part 5, which first aired on September 4th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world, who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, and walks about among human beings disguised as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter. Searching for a $2 million treasure in gold that has lain for centuries in a Spanish galleon at the bottom of Octopus Bay, Kent, Professor Thorpe, and Diver Gleason have descended to the ocean floor in Thorpe's remarkable bathysphere, a deep-sea diving bell. Earlier, Kent, as Superman, had defeated several attempts by Pete Escobar, a Caribbean desperado, to seize the bathysphere and get the gold for himself. When we last saw Kent, he and Professor Thorpe were in the bathysphere waiting for Gleason, the professional diver, who had ventured out into the octopus-infested bay. But suddenly the air became hot and foul, and when Professor Thorpe fainted, Kent stepped to the speaking tube to call Captain Maddox on board the Juanita, anchored 300 feet above them. As our story continues today, Kent is still at the tube, desperately calling Maddox. Listen.
Hello? Hello, Captain Maddox. Hello, hello. Oh, it's no use. Speaking tube is out of order, too.
Well, this is a job for Superman. Got to get Thorpe out of here. No time to lose. But if I smash through the side of the bathysphere, I'll ruin it and doom Gleason, the diver. But if I don't, we'll all die here. Even Superman can't live without air. Wait. Hold on. The safety chamber. If I can manage to get out through it and close the doors without letting the ocean in, I might be able to find the break in that airline. Here we are. The safety chamber. One more huge door between me and the sea. Oh, wait a moment. Thorpe said something about compressed air emptying the safety chamber and closing the outer door. I better get that first so the professor will be protected. There. Now to close the inner door. And open the outer one. I hope that compressed air holds out long enough to keep the safety chamber free from water until I return. Huh, it worked. Now, out we go into the water and close the door. There. That door is sealed shut. The water pressure down here is terrific. We've got to work fast. Find out what's wrong with the airline and speaking tube. Oh. Great Scott, what's that? An octopus. A huge octopus with its tentacles wrapped around our connections to the surface. So that's what's causing the trouble. Well, I'll soon settle him. Up, up, up. Come on. Unwrap yourself from those lines. Oh, suction cups are mighty powerful. Guess I'll have to pull his tentacles off. Here goes. Up. There, he's giving. A bit more and I'll have those lines free. Now then. Broke him loose. Oh. Fasten his other tentacles around me. Trying to crush me, eh? He's giving, all right. Now, one last punch. All my strength. Hit him square in the middle. Finished him. Now, back to the bathysphere and Professor Thorpe. Down, down. Ah.
Kent.
Here I am. Are you all right, Professor?
My throat feels like sandpaper. What happened?
I guess the air supply failed and you passed out. I began to feel pretty weak myself.
What happened? What saved you?
I don't know. The airline must have become twisted. A few minutes later, it worked free again.
Thank heavens, sir. Just a minute to time, I saw.
Yes. Professor, that noise.
It's Gleason. Back from the gold ship.
Oh.
I'll let him in. All right. He comes through the outer door and into the safety chamber. We'll let the air force the water out of the chamber. And then we'll open the stone.
Now, Professor?
No. No, give the air another moment. All right, then.
Gleason, what's the box you're carrying?
He can't hear you with that diving helmet on his head, Kent.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Take that box away from him. Then help me get his diving helmet off.
Okay.
Well, Jason?
Well, that sure feels better. Greetings, folks.
For heaven's sake, Jason. What did you find?
Yes, what's in that box?
One question at a time. First you, Professor. I found a gold ship. Just where you said it would be.
You did. What about the gold?
Open that box.
The box?
Just a second, Professor. I'm opening it. Great Scott. Gold.
Penny's doubloons. The gold of the treasure ship. Hundreds of them.
And that's only a small part of it, Professor. I left about 10 more of those boxes back in the ship. I couldn't carry them.
Kent. Gleason. I've succeeded. Oh, you don't know what this means to me. It's not the gold itself.
I know, Professor. Now you can build your Institute of Science.
Yes, Kent. A nice dream come true. I can hardly believe it.
Oh, you'd believe it, all right. If you saw the boxes piled up inside the hull of that old ship.
Gleason, how long will it take you to transfer all the boxes to the bathysphere?
Oh, about an hour, I guess.
Well, hurry. Let's get to work. Bring them here.
Okay.
Professor Thorpe.
That's Captain Maddox calling us.
I'll take it, Kent.
All right.
Hello, Captain Maddox. Thorpe speaking.
Professor, I've been trying to reach you for a few minutes, but you didn't answer. The sky is badly overcast up here. Looks like a storm gathering.
Well, don't worry about that, Captain. I've great news for you.
You found the treasure ship?
And the gold, too. Boxes full of it. Please just brought it in.
Oh, that's wonderful, sir. Wonderful. But you better come on up.
Come up. What for? Oh, I'm sorry, Captain. We must stay down here. Only an hour more.
Professor, you're taking your life in your hands.
Oh, nonsense, Captain. Nonsense.
Professor Thorpe, listen to me.
Hold on a moment, Captain. What is it, Kent?
I heard what the Captain said about the storm. He's right, Professor.
Oh, you too, Kent. What do you think, Leeson, you should know about these things?
Well, it might be dangerous if it blows, but I'm not afraid. Anything you say, Professor.
I say continue to work. Get out the gold while the getting is good.
Oh, Professor Thorpe, don't let the gold make you foolhardy. Captain Maddox knows what he's talking about. Even Gleason admits it's dangerous.
But Kent...
Gleason's the man who will take most of the risk. He might be separated from the bathysphere during the storm. You have no right to gamble with a man's life, not even for a few minutes.
Well, perhaps you're right, Kent. Perhaps the sight of this gold has got the better of me.
Then you will go up to the surface?
Yes, Kent. I'll have a look at the barometer. See just how close that storm actually is. Hello? Hello, Captain Maddox?
Yes, sir.
Bring the bathysphere to the surface.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, here we go now.
How far down is the bathysphere?
The cable meter reads 50 fathoms, Captain. Been that way for several minutes.
That means they're at the bottom. I told them not to get down again. I warned them.
Worried about the storm, Captain?
Yes, I am. It's coming, Kent, and it looks bad.
Well, we did our best to stop them. Nothing could hold the professor back after he saw the barometer had only dropped 2 points.
Yes, but it's dropped 10 more in the last few minutes.
Captain, that thunder and those clouds overhead.
Yeah, the storm is about to break.
Call Professor Thorpe. Get the bathysphere up here immediately.
Where are you going?
Got to batten down the hatches.
Stand by the anchors. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. Men ready for water. Right, right.
Hello. Hello, Professor Thorpe.
Yes, sir. What is it?
The storm broke, sir. You'd better come up quickly. Oh, yes, mountainous waves. Call me back as soon as Gleason returns to the bathysphere, but don't waste a moment.
Can't be anchored.
What's the matter with him, Captain?
Wind's too strong. They're slipping. This is a hurricane. We're being driven toward the rocks.
Oh, what do we do?
Oh, one side can't. We've got to work fast.
Mr. Conroy, I want full steam up. Give it every ounce you can. Drive the headway.
Aye, aye, sir.
You men, take out the sea anchor. All right, move fast. Look alive down there. He's up on that starboard hawser.
Aye, sir.
The helmsman. Fire the port. Come on, get the wheel over.
On
the
port, sir.
Ah, Kent. If we can only get her nose up into the wind, we may be able to hold her steady.
You think you can do it, Captain?
No, it's one chance in a million, Kent. This looks like it's going to be the worst blow I've seen in all my 30 years of sea.
Captain.
And
automatic.
What is it, Conroy?
No use, sir. We're not making a foot of headway against this gale.
Keep on trying. Hold that wheel over. The sea anchor should help. Well, what's wrong with it?
It's gone. The line snapped. Kansas ripped into shreds.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Well, isn't there anything else we can do, Captain?
Kent, I'm afraid we're licked.
What about Thorpe and Gleason? The bathysphere will be dragged along the bottom. They'll be killed.
Can't help it, Kent. There's nothing we can do.
What?
She won't hold in this sea.
What's the bathysphere? We can try to bring it up.
No, don't touch it. They'll snap the airline. They'll suffocate.
You mean to say you're going to stand by and let them die like trapped rats?
Kent, all we can do is hope for the best. The anchors may catch and hold before we hit the rocks. Either that, or we're all doomed.
Caught in the wild, screaming fury of a tropical hurricane, the Juanita, pounded by mountainous waves, is driven closer and closer to the jagged rocks that line the shore of Octopus Bay. Can Kent, as Superman, save the helpless ship from certain destruction? Will he be forced to sacrifice the lives of Professor Thorpe and Gleason, trapped in the diving bell 300 feet below the raging surface of the water? Don't fail to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is Professor Thorpe's Bathysphere Part 6, which first aired on September 6, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who is faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, but who walks the earth as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. As you remember, Kent and Captain Maddox were on the deck of the Juanita in a terrific hurricane that suddenly swept Octopus Bay, where they had gone with Professor Thorpe to recover a $2 million treasure that lies sunk at the ocean bottom. Down in his bathysphere, 50 fathoms under the sea where the treasure lay, Professor Thorpe and diver Gleason were trapped when the storm broke. The frightful fury of the tropical gale had torn loose the Juanita's anchors and was driving the ship straight for the menacing Shark's Tooth Rock, while the bathysphere with its human cargo was being dragged along the bumpy bottom of the sea. As our story continues today, the Juanita is still being tossed about by the mountainous waves. And down at the ocean floor, the diving bell crashes on toward destruction, while Professor Thorpe and Gleason fight desperately to keep from being battered in its cramped interior. Listen.
Hang on a bit. Fire, Professor.
Gleason, how long do these tropical storms last? I can't do much more of this.
Might be 10 minutes. Might be an hour.
An hour? Oh, good heavens.
How strong is the bathysphere, Professor? Can't you take this banging around?
I don't know. 3 inches, to your face. This battering may lose the scene. If it doesn't stop soon.
Yeah. There's nothing we can do but hang on.
We've got to get up to the surface.
But, Professor, it's impossible in this storm.
We've got to. I'm frightened, Gleason.
Oh, no. Take it easy, sir.
We'll come out of it okay.
But how? The bathysphere can't stand much water. It's pounding. Wasn't up for this kind of treatment. I'm going to call Captain Maddox. Hello. Hello, I'm Deck Juanita.
Professor Thorpe, Maddox speaking.
Maddox, you've got to bring us up to the surface immediately.
But Professor, we can't do that now. The storm's getting worse. It's suicide to even attempt it. You're better off down there, sir. Before we can...
Only I command
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, sir. I must use my own judgment. I can't afford to risk your life and the lives of my crew.
But Maddox, listen to me. Hello. Hello. He's at the speaking tube.
I think the captain's right, Professor. We are better off down here, even if we are getting bounced around. We'll just have to take our chances.
And meanwhile, on shore, another danger threatens the storm-tossed Juanita. Seeking protection from the hurricane's fury in the lee of a huge mass of rock is the villainous Pete Escobar. With him is Carlos, his evil assistant. Escobar looks quickly across the bay through his binoculars, then speaks.
Carlos, look out there in the bay. Thorpe's ship, the Juanita.
Yeah. I can't see nothing. There's wind and those great waves there.
Use the binoculars. Look there. Here are sharp two drops.
Oh, yes, I see her now, Escobar. She's being driven like a straw before these winds.
Yes. Must have slipped the ranks, Carlos. And this storm is driving her straight for the rock.
But from here. See how this hurricane blows her, like the cork on the wind.
Ah, that is good. She will be smashed to pieces. We will wipe out any survivors of the crew. And the gold will be ours. $2 million in gold, Carlos.
Yes, the gold.
See, it's all in Professor Thorpe's bathysphere, which went down to the bottom before the storm began.
Then they will have the treasure.
Yes, but not for long, Carlos.
What do you mean?
The Juanita will shortly go on the rocks.
Yes?
When the hurricane passes, we wipe out the survivors and salvage the bathysphere full of gold.
Will not this bathysphere be lost?
No. The bathysphere cables are still attached to the ship. Captain Maddox won't cut the bathysphere loose because Professor Thorpe and his diver are inside.
But Escobar, suppose you want it, she does not go on the rocks.
There is your answer, Carlos. The storm grows worse. It will not fail us. But if it does, I have another plan. You will see.
Captain? Hey, Captain Maddox, what are you?
Hey, stand at the wheel.
Say, this is awful, Captain. How are we doing?
Badly, Kent, badly. Worst storm I've ever encountered.
Oh!
Quick, grab the handrail, Kent, you'll be washed overboard.
I got it. Oh, say, waves before.
Oh, nor have I in all my years at sea. It's a 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Great guns. What do we do?
It doesn't seem much that we can do, Kent. Except keep trying and hoping.
Well, Captain Maddox, you don't think that...
That we'll crash? I don't know, Kent. Unless the storm lets up soon, anything can happen. If I could only get our anchors to bite into the bottom...
Why don't they grab hold?
Well, there's not much chance. This wind and these mountainous waves don't give our hooks a chance to sink into the sand bottom.
Speaking of the bottom, what are we going to do about Professor Thorpe and Gleason down in the bathysphere?
Have you heard from them?
Yes, a few minutes ago. They're being dragged and bounced on the bottom.
Well, I hope the bathysphere is strong enough to withstand the partaking now.
Why in heaven's name don't we bring them up to the surface?
Oh, can it be suicide to even try it? Besides, the weight of the diving bell serves as a drag anchor for the ship. Might help us ride this out.
But Maddox, if we do capsize or pile up on the rocks, they'll be caught down there. Caught like rats in a trap.
Oh, by the great horn bull, Kent. Look to the starboard.
Rocks. A whole row of them.
The shark's tooth reach. Evilest rocks in the seven seas were driving straight at them.
Good heavens, what do we do?
A wheel, Kent. Help me swing it.
All right, come on, let's go. Oh, it fucks like the devil himself put down at the rudder.
Oh, look, Kent, it's our only chance.
Trying.
Old wave is smashing the rudder about.
Are we veering away from the reefs, Captain?
No. I'm afraid not, Kent. The wind's too strong. Forcing us on the rocks in spite of the rudder. Where are you going?
I'm going to see if I can lend a hand to the crew. I'll be back soon. Nothing the crew can do to save the one eaten in this hurricane.
This is a job for Superman. Now then, how far are we from those rocks? Oh, about 50 yards. Well, that's enough. Over the side we go. Up, up, and away! Faster, faster. Not a moment to lose. There must be some way I can hold the one-eater off those rocks. Ah, I have it. Yes, I'll brace myself against the rocks. As the ship comes in, I'll catch her. Hold her off long enough for the anchor to take hold. Down, down. Ah, now then, here she comes. Bearing down on me like a locomotive. Ready? Now! Caught her. Now, I'll have to hold her steady for a while. Hold it.
Steel-muscled, braced like giant girders, Superman holds the ship and its human cargo against the fury of the hurricane. Holds it until it is firmly anchored. Then, as the storm dies down, he flies back aboard the Juanita, unnoticed in the excitement.
Kent, where did you disappear to?
Well, I'm ashamed to say it, Captain. I got seasick during the height of the storm and went down to my cabin.
Oh, just seasick?
Yes.
Well, thank heaven you're all right. I was afraid you'd been washed overboard by those waves.
Oh, I'm all right. See, what happened, Captain? Things looked very bad just before I went below.
Well, we were just about to pile into the Shark-Tooth Reefs back there, Kent. I still don't understand how we avoided them.
What did happen, Captain?
I can't explain it. There we were driving straight for those rocks, and suddenly, when everything seemed lost, the ship stopped.
What?
Stopped as though giant hands had reached out and saved us. It was a miracle.
It does sound like a miracle. Couldn't that have been a cross current, some powerful tide operating at the reef? Or couldn't the hooks just happen to catch?
Yes, that's possible, but not likely. But say, why are we standing around? We've clean forgotten about Professor Thorpe and Gleason down there in the bathysphere.
Good heavens, you haven't heard from them?
Not a word.
Oh, I'll call them right now. They must be badly shaken up. Hello. Hello down there in the bathysphere. Hello, Professor Thorpe.
No answer, Kent?
No. I'll try again. Hello, Thorpe. Gleason. Hello down there.
Well, Kent?
Still no answer. Captain Maddox, something must be wrong.
The oxygen pump. Come on, we'll have a look at the gauge.
All right.
Well, the pump's still working.
Yes, but the pressure, Captain. Captain, look at that gauge.
Pressure zero.
Yes.
Great Scott, Kent. Look in the water. Air bubbles.
That means the airline is disconnected, Captain. We've got to bring the bathysphere up out of the water quickly.
Hurry, Kent. Start that motor winch.
Okay. How quickly can this winch raise the bathysphere?
About 100 feet a minute, Kent.
We don't know how long Thorpe and Gleason have been without air.
The airline must have been broken during the storm. There's still a chance. The bathysphere's reserve tank has enough to last for about 15 minutes.
Oh, can't we speed that motor? Captain Maddox.
Huh?
Doesn't that cable seem a trifle slack to you?
Slack? How do you mean?
Well, it's coming up so easily. Almost as though no weight were attached to it.
Oh, but that's impossible, Kent. The bathysphere weighs tons of... Hold on. Stop that motor.
Why?
If you're right, Kent, this is worse than we suspected. Stop that motor. I want to test the cable.
Okay. What is it, Captain? What happened?
Oh. Kent, I hate to say this.
What is it?
There's nothing at the end of this cable. The bathysphere's gone.
Bathysphere gone?
Yes. Cut loose. Professor Thorpe and Gleason are gone with it.
Somewhere at the bottom of Octopus Bay lies the diving bell. In it are two desperate men trapped when success and the Spanish gold were in their hands. What grim, hopeless thoughts pass through their minds at this moment? And what new evil is Pete Escobar plotting now that the ship is safe from the storm? How will Clark Kent save Thorpe, Gleason, and the Spanish gold? Listen in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.